following interviews and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Welcome to Shooter's Corner, your program for conversation on guns, shooting, and your Second Amendment rights. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. Now, your host, Chuck Indereeden.
Welcome, listeners. You're here with Chuck Indereeden, Shooter's Corner here in Fairbanks, Alaska, 97.5, 660 AM. Remember, you can also always listen to us live at KFARradio.com. Just click on that big orange ball that says Listen Live. If you missed last week's show, go to KFARradio.com and scroll down. You'll see Shooter's Corner with Chuck Indereeden on the right side. Click on that link, scroll down past my bio, and you will see all of the archives on there. Recently, last week's show has been posted, so that's now up online. It was a great show. Like all of them are. So, anyways, we're here with Cindy, Miss Boise Bell. We got Matt, and we have a special guest today.
Guest.
Let me enunciate.
Where's the smart water?
Oh, yeah, I didn't bring my smart water. Cindy failed. She brought me a Clif Bar, which she threw at me. A chocolate chip sustained energy.
And he did
energy.
Catch it.
I did catch it, single-handedly.
I just don't throw things at people.
I do. I'll do a highlighter.
Trailing. Yeah. She did throw a
Melissa
highlighter
does.
At me.
Melissa does.
Melissa threw a highlighter at me.
Yes, I did.
Keith Berrien, Deputy Chief, Chena Goldstream, Master Shooter with USPSA. Or whatever class you want to call yourself.
Hockey ref.
Eddie's a hockey ref. Yeah, you're right. I did go on your Facebook page and stalk you before this show, and you're right. There is a whole bunch of hockey pictures on there.
Yep.
I do have to ask you this, though, real quick before we get started to the show. What is the one where you're, like, naked with a chain hanging around your neck?
I play in a I've been playing in tournaments where we go and sign up to play in the tournament, and they get together in a bar the night before the tournament, have some drinking games, draft teams.
Okay.
Based on drinking games, and I've gone to four of those tournaments, and until that tournament, I hadn't won a game. And so the last tournament, we won the championship, and I got a shutout playing goalie. So the team was pretty excited for me.
There you go.
Did you... You put clothes on when you play goalie.
Yes.
Okay.
To be fair, I was going to ask that question too.
Were you?
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was gonna, wait, okay. Did you play goalie without your clothes on?
No. It was a locker room picture afterwards.
Well, let me know how those block shots work.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You only allowed that one stick in your hand. All right. So, anywho, and we got Matt with us.
Leave the
I did say that, right?
Alone.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. What did I say last time? We're going to have the FAA after us? And I was like, oh, no, that's the FCC. Karen was like looking at me like, what? But anyways, so yes, what we're going to talk about today more than anything is FAST, Fairbanks, Alaska Shooters.
Correct.
And the USPSA. What are the
United States Practical Shooting Association.
Yeah. I remember when I was down in Georgia, stationed at Fort Benning, we were shooting like IDPA, and they had IPSC and all the other stuff. I guess they're not as relevant up here as much as USPSA,
so
maybe?
So IPSC is actually the international body that oversees that particular style of shooting, and USPSA is the U.S. regional affiliate.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
USPSA actually started all of IPSC, and like things happen everywhere else in the world, once they become worldwide, it gets complicated.
Gotcha. So. Yeah, makes sense to me. All right, let's start the show. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Remember, if you have any questions, comments, I don't know, or complaints about Keith, not
Chuck.
Me.
But Chuck. Yeah. About Chuck. Not
feel free to call in 458-TALK, 458-8255. Remember, you can always call in internationally as well. Just make sure you dial that country code first for our listeners in Germany. And then also, got Melissa running the board for us because, as always, they don't want me running it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I do have a somber moment that we do need to announce, though, real quick. I just got this in from TVSA. Cindy, as most of you guys know, and we've said before, Cindy and I are life members over at TVSA. Got this email this morning about Larry Hannison, passed away at Denali Center in Fairbanks on Monday, September 15th, 2025. Born and raised in North Dakota, Larry came to Alaska while serving as a weatherman in the Air Force. Yeah, I remember him talking about that. That was actually pretty cool conversations. He made the interior his permanent home. He was in no particular order, a junior high school teacher, a coach, mentor, volunteer, and a great friend to hundreds of young Alaskans. Active in Tanana Valley Sportsmen's Association, he taught firearm safety and basic shooting to youngsters and some oldsters. As board member at TVSA, he represented the organization at state and regional gatherings and meetings. When some Fairbanks ladies asked him about learning about firearms, he started a shooting group just for them. The first step was helping the women select pistols that they could easily use. He was a lifetime member of the National Rifle Association and donated time and energy to the Friends of NRA organization, helping raise money for youth training and shooting events all over Alaska. He was recognized nationally for his work on behalf in Alaska. During the summers, he helped out at the Fairbanks Trap Club, often teaching new shooters how to use shotguns. He volunteered at least twice weekly for several years when the TVSA crew were building their new indoor shooting range after losing the old one to a fire. He was a member of several outdoor organizations like the Chitna Dipnetters. Larry liked to drive the Alaska Highway and made many trips to North Dakota to visit into Colorado to work with an outfitter hunting elk and deer. Larry was the camp cook, and nobody went away hungry. Larry was born in Grafton, North Dakota in 1948. His parents were farmers, and Larry worked alongside them growing up outdoors. His early hunting was getting food for the family table. Larry was survived by his brother, is survived by his brother Jay in Fargo, and was predeceased by his parents and sister. Larry's celebration of life will be this Saturday. Once again, this Saturday, September 27th at 1 p.m., the celebration will be a potluck hosted by TVSA. All of Larry's friends, family, and former students are welcome. In lieu of flowers for Larry, please donate to TVSA's youth programs. And that was from, I don't know who actually wrote that from TVSA, but that was in an email that we just got from them this morning. Yeah. I guess it went out to all members. So
I'm going
to
feel bad I won't be able to attend. I have another commitment prior.
So. Yeah, I understand.
What happened to Lily? I'll
go over there.
The dog. What happened to his dog?
Oh, according to Montana Kid Hammer, Colonel Montana Kid Hammer, I guess it passed away several months ago as well.
Oh.
Was it Lily?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it Lily? I just remember it always running around happy with a water bottle in its mouth.
Yep.
Yeah.
An empty water bottle. That's all that dog cared about.
That's all she cared about.
Yeah. No, Larry's a great person. He always helped us out when we needed that space over there for training and for her classes when we were doing our ACHP classes over there with C4 Training Group and facilitating us and getting us in, letting us use the North Range when the cowboy shooters were using the South Range, those kind of things.
Great
he was
guy.
Always great guy. Yeah. Sorely missed. Okay. Cool. Keith. Oh, today in firearm history. I renamed this, actually, okay, to This Week in Firearm History. So that's now going to be the standard. Much easier to do a whole week than it is just one single day. Because like last week, we had 9x19.
Yep.
But the show was on the 18th.
Yeah, missed it by that much.
By a millimeter.
I don't know. I was in Colorado. I was in Denver.
Oh, Cindy wasn't listening.
Cindy, don't you know we have an app for that? Come on.
Yeah, you can click on the ball. Big orange ball.
Yeah.
Listen live.
No, goodness. We were driving back from Kansas. That was a long drive.
Yeah, which would have been facilitated and better if you were listening.
No, Trudy got pulled over out of Junction City, Kansas by a policeman, and he had no sense of humor, no nice.
I'm telling you about those lower 48 cops.
He would have had Shooter's Corner on.
He would have, like, piked right up, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into this. Digress there a little bit. September 24th, 2006, Jeff Cooper, a pioneering gun writer, Marine, and innovator of firearms training, passed away at the age of 86. Known as the father of modern-day pistol craft, he developed the modern technique, handgun shooting, which emphasized two-handed grips, Weaver stance, and rapid sight acquisition, innovations that revolutionized defensive firearms use. Jeff Cooper's modern-day pistol craft is still part of the Alaska State Troopers Firearms Pistol Program. All right. And so when they talk about handgun shooting, emphasize two-handed grips. So use the largest part of our largest handgun that you can accurately shoot and manage, right? We use the modified Weaver is what we pretty much subscribe to. Rapid sight acquisition was what we call the flash sight picture, meaning just grab that dot or that front sight post and immediately press your shot. I think the other ones were, heavy-duty handgun. Oh, six-point weapon presentation, right? So, yeah, it was pretty cool. And then in September 24th, also, same day, different year, 2003, Glenn Bindon. Remember that whole red dot thing we teach, the Bindon aiming concept? He was the founder of Trigicon, had passed away. He innovated firearms optics with the Bindon aiming concept, enabling both eyes open shooting for faster target acquisition in reflex sights like the ACOG, a major advancement in military and civilian aiming technology.
I got to tell you how many times I would teach soldiers and other shooters about the Bindon aiming concept. It's been around. It's not, you know, this is
since Vietnam.
New. Yeah.
Yeah.
And teaching these guys, it was like showing cavemen fire. It was always a treat to see their eyes kind of light up, realizing that they can aim a certain way or that they don't have to be essentially choked out by the...
That's great, Matt. We got to go into a break.
Oh, perfect.
You got to learn to look at the clock, dude. All right. Anyways, we'll be right back here. Shooter's Corner. Chuck, Cindy, Matt, Keith, 97.5, 660 AM. We'll be right back after this break.
He just cut you off, Matt.
Who turned out the lights? It's lighting season in Alaska, and you don't want to be left in the dark. At Auto Trim Design, we carry a wide variety of Moose lights from Vision X and Baja Designs, Tiny Monster LED headlights, and backup lighting to keep your path bright. Your safety is important to us. Drive with clarity and peace of mind with Moose lights professionally installed. Stop by Auto Trim Design today and let us design the right package that fits your needs. Auto Trim Design's philosophy hasn't changed in over 40 years. We treat every customer the Alaska way, with honesty, integrity, and respect.
Hey North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
What does it look like when your faithful friend in the driveway has an off day? Well, it looks like no fun, like bumming a ride to work, the store, rescheduling lunch with your yoga instructor, all because your four-wheeled pal is waiting for parts. We do our own routine maintenance, but our chariot depends on us to schedule that for them. Airboat and inboard service too, family owned and operated, keeping Fairbanks on the road since 1967. Rogers Auto Repair.
KFAR weather.
Daytime highs approaching 44 today under overcast skies with a chance for isolated rain showers. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Chance for rain. Lows dip down to about 36. Chance for rain tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 43. Overcast skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, Matt, and our guest, Keith. I enunciated that time.
I saw that.
You did.
Yeah. Keith is with the FAS, the Fairbanks Alaska Shooters, and or Action Shooting. Is that what it is?
We use both.
It's interchangeable.
It's a consequence of, if you go Google Fairbanks Alaska Shooters,
yeah,
you get everything bad that happened in Fairbanks as opposed to finding us. So we're starting to use Fairbanks Action Shooting as a title more often.
Because I took that off your website. Yep. So
we're kind of in the middle of it.
Thank you for bringing that up, because when I looked up Fairbanks,
oh, you're
Alaska
back again,
shooters,
Matt.
Yeah, I am back. Thank you, Chuck. No, you guys missed a cage brawl. No, the same thing. I looked up Fairbanks Alaska Shooters, yep, and nothing came up about USPSA. It was every shooter that's happened in,
yep,
Fairbanks.
So that's our Fairbanks Action Shooting.
There we go. So that's where they can find you, at FairbanksActionShooting.org. There you go. Okay, cool. Tell us about you, Keith. Besides, you're a firefighter.
Yep.
You got a really cool firefighter mustache, I might add. You're bald.
Yep.
Is that normal for firefighters, so they don't burn their hair?
I have
actually
no idea.
A good plan.
I think it's because I pulled my hair out working with certain people.
Are you wanting to try his head for a nickel? Holy moly.
Yeah.
Easy. Turn your mic off there, Melissa.
No.
Career fire service, been that way since I was 18 years old. Started out working with one of the volunteer departments, went to the university fire department, went to work for the city for 27 years, which was an interesting time. Retired, took a year off, and got recruited back into a position with Chena Gulfstream to be their number two person. So that's what I do for pay the bills and allow me to go shoot in competitions and things like that. When I'm not working, I shoot a lot. I am the president of Fairbanks Alaska Shooters, we shoot action pistol matches, which are when you learn to shoot a handgun, you start out standing in line, standing still, shooting at paper targets.
Yeah, static range.
Static shooting. Yep. Well, we do anything but that. We take static shooting and we turn it into fun by moving and running and reloading. Basically, we shoot a sport where you try to get basically points per second. That's what a hit factor is. And you shoot faster and a little less accurate, or you can shoot a little more accurate and a little slower. And figuring out what the balance of that is part of the game. We shoot generally six times a month. We shoot the first and third Sundays of the month and every Tuesday night. During the winter, we shoot at TVSA. They've been a great host to us over the years. And then during the summer, we shoot out at the Fox Range. We enjoy the outdoors because we can use more steel targets and things like that. Shooting steel targets indoors is problematic because of the ricochets off the steel.
Then the mess you have to sweep up if you even did that, too.
It'd be quite bloody, wouldn't it, if it came back at you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the minimum range on most steel, clean steel, is supposed to be 11 yards.
Yeah.
It's most manufacturer's recommendation anyways. I mean, so if you had any type of pitted steel, like, that stuff you would use at, like, 50 yards plus.
That would hurt.
What, to get hit with a piece of like round coming back at you? Yeah, it does. It stings.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah. No.
Could I, Chuck, last time, could I bring one thing up before
I
get
fine.
Cut off?
Well, just watch the clock.
I'm
Matt.
Watching. I don't care. You know I can't read.
He has an infantry man.
You said you guys shoot six times a month.
Yes.
Right? That is awesome, especially when you're trying to get into any sort of classifier, getting your scores on practice score and stuff, because a lot of places, it might be once a month, it might be three times a year at that. So that's really cool that people have an opportunity to go out and push their scores and maybe go from a B shooter to an A or master and grandmaster. So that's awesome that you guys do that.
We try to keep pretty busy. Actually, in USPSA, last year we were the third busiest club in the country.
Jeez, wow.
Nice.
So the clubs that beat us have full-time range staffs that put on matches multiple nights a week. We do all ours with a volunteer group, and it's a lot of fun. Sometimes it can be a lot of work. The best thing about it is the stuff that we do is a game with firearms, but it makes people a better shooter. The stuff we do is not tactical. It's not self-defense. It's just shooting proficiency. Mm-hmm. You shoot accurately and quickly and safely. And so people who participate become much, much better shooters other than standing still and slow punching into paper.
Keith, may I interrupt you and ask you, how many women do you have?
Quite a fair number.
Good.
Our matches are probably 20%, I would say, women.
Nice.
Obviously we don't care what your plumbing is, who you identify as, or anything else. Three things to shoot with us.
But we do care about what your gun identifies as, because we want to talk about that too.
Yeah.
Not a SIG.
Yeah. Bang. Oh, wait. Sorry. Three things to shoot with our club. Number one, handle a firearm safely. Two, listen to instruction. And three, don't be a butthead.
Yep. Yeah.
No part of that.
Don't be a Richard.
Yep. No part of that says be able to shoot super fast or shoot super accurate. We have folks that come out and struggle to hit some of the targets, but that's okay. They're getting better every night.
Yeah, they're getting those reps in.
So
I need to go down there. I need some more reps, babe.
There you go. And then
don't go to Denver.
Come on out. Club vice president, or not vice president, one of my club board members is a former, she's a former Division I shooter for UAF, and she is a phenomenal shooter.
She is. I've seen her.
Seen Grace shoot? Yep.
Yeah.
Grace Nelson is a phenomenal shooter. She has really, really improved in the last few years and is competing well in upper-level events.
Wonderful.
So give us a once-over what USPSA is. I mean, like as an organization, because, I mean, if anybody was to Google that, they could see two sides of the spectrum, if you will, like the good part of it.
Yeah.
And also, like any other large organization, you know, like people just complain about everything.
There so are
the good stuff.
There's a bunch of stuff on the internet about the way the national board runs, but it doesn't affect anything we do. We are a local club that uses the USPSA rules and name to put on a consistent series of matches under the same rules. And as part of that, we pay a small fee to USPSA to be part of the organization. And what we get from that is access to their classification system, which ranks shooters from unclassified, D, C, B, A, Master, and Grandmaster, depending on the percentage score you shoot.
Is there a fee that, like, is there a membership fee for
there is a membership fee to be part of USPSA itself, but there is no membership fee to come shoot with our club. You don't have to be a USPSA member for our local matches.
Right.
You just can't get classified off their scores.
Got it. So how do you pay for, like, subscriptions? I mean, Matt mentioned Practice Score, which I know is like a software program or whatever like that that they use, right?
There's a Practice Score has a couple different things. There's Practice Score, the scoring app. And then there is Practice Score that is the registration and website and does where we post all our scores up.
Okay.
So two separate parts. For us, there's no cost to that. It's actually all done by donations. It is fantastic. When I started this game, we had to do all our stuff on paper, and it took like a week to figure out scores. Now that stuff is on a tablet and done.
Yeah, that's awesome. So as a member of your club, then do not have to pay like an annual fee or a monthly fee?
No, we are currently not running any membership fees for the club.
That's
we did in the past, but it was more work to try to administer, and we just figured we'll set our match fee at this amount, covers enough to be part of the club, and we want everybody to come shoot with us.
Right. And so the match fee covers the range fee at
the
Fox Range and TVSA?
Yeah, we pay a fee per shooter both at TVSA and at the Fox Range, and part of the match fee, a good chunk of the match fee actually goes to that.
Gotcha. That's awesome. What about the classification levels? You mentioned that before. You said that there was the D, C, A, B, Master, Grandmaster.
Yep.
So where does the majority of people kind of fit into this, and what does each one of these mean? And then we'll segue into the break.
It's kind of a long one, but a D shooter is somebody that's coming in and learning how to move and shoot and struggles to hit the targets a little bit. An average shooter will eventually get to C class, and then they're moving relatively decently, hitting most of the targets accurately. When you get to B class, you're moving pretty quick. You're probably better than 70 or 80% of the shooters in the country. And getting past then to A, Master, and Grandmaster, you are literally shaving fractions of seconds off of times. It is, those progressions are very tough to make. You got to be a consistent and fast shooter, and you got to be young.
Is that the movement part?
You can't be old.
Yeah.
Because if it was a static range, you could probably shoot fast and accurate.
Yes,
right? You'd be like a grandmaster standing.
But when you go run, it's
that's a whole new element.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, especially when you got to drag your walker around behind you.
Or your cane.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oxygen tank.
Take my cane and boop boop boop.
Right. Okay, so I know that we're going to hear the music cue on here pretty soon, but I just want to make sure everybody understands that Fast is here in town.
Yep.
And you guys shoot on every Saturday, Sunday, you said?
First and third Sundays
first
of the month.
First and third Sundays. Got
and
it.
Every Tuesday night.
Every Tuesday night. And next week is your last outdoor time at the Fox Range, which is a 2435 Steese Highway.
Yep, that is correct.
And then you'll be over at TVSA, which is 1230 TVSA way off of Airport Way across from Fred Myers West.
Yes, correct. And on Tuesdays, starting after next Tuesday, we'll be moving indoors. We're going to try to see if we can get a couple of outdoor matches in October still.
You also have a Frozen Few match, don't you? Or something you called it.
We've done one a couple of times. And
30 below.
We may do one again this year. We'll see. Depends on how everybody's feeling.
Do they get a special certificate for that?
We didn't in the past, but who knows? We never.
Are
know
you
what we'll
volunteering?
No,
to
I'm
make
just
them
saying maybe they should, you know, like take pictures yep. like
we
know,
give, we
shirtless
give nice.
With a medallion hanging around their neck or something.
The yeah. club in its history. You know,
it's a golden Ipsic history. Target.
It does have a a little plastic Ipsic target.
Yep.
I know
all,
exactly.
All D-zone hits.
I know a guy who can make one.
Yep, there you go.
I know
right
a guy.
I know a guy who can make your certificates.
Yeah, yeah. I can do that.
There you go.
Chuck.
Yep. Our club did do a match 1 year at 60 below. That was like pretty crazy.
My finger would have been frozen
yes.
by then.
Yep.
Yeah, mine too. Everything would have been frozen by then.
Yep.
I don't hear that thank you enough, but is your clock off or something like that? Because
no,
we're like right
we've
into
got like,
time.
No, we've got like 8 seconds to go before the
all
music
right. Hey,
on.
Stay tuned here. When we come back, we're going to be with Keith still talking about the FAST, the Fairbanks Action Shooters, or...
ACT.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. The website will get you to the same place.
Yep.
So stay tuned here. We're here with Chuck, Cindy, Matt, and our guest Keith with Melissa accurately and expertly running the board for us, 97.5, 660 AM. We'll be right back after this national and local news.
We'll teach you how to tell the time after.
From the Satellite West Studio, satellite-based voice communications. You're listening to KFAR Radio.
I'm John Saucier. President Trump welcoming Turkish President Erdogan. The White House says the Turkish leader is respected by both Russia and Ukraine and could help influence ending the conflict.
Right now he's very neutral. He likes being neutral. So do I like being neutral. But he's somebody that if he got involved, the best thing he could do is not buy oil and gas from Russia.
The president calling on all NATO countries to boycott Russian oil to put more pressure on their economy. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas addressing the United Nations General Assembly virtually this morning as this war between Israel and Hamas rages on.
What Israel is carrying out is not merely an aggression. It is a war crime and a crime against humanity.
Israel says Hamas needs to release the remaining hostages. Abbas was blocked from attending the UNGA after the U.S. revoked their visa. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports after nearly 2 years since it was first christened and sent out to sea, the USS Ted Stevens will soon be commissioned for use by the United States Navy. Boasting a 510-foot-long frame and a guided missile system, the Arleigh Burke-class destroyer will be the most powerful destroyer in the world, according to Sherry Curry, member of the USS Ted Stevens Commissioning Committee. The ship carries the namesake of Alaska's longest-serving senator, who was a vocal supporter of both the Navy and Marine Corps. Curry said the name was chosen following efforts from Ted Stevens' widow and children. All ships' names are chosen by the Secretary of Navy, and then the Secretary of the Navy chooses the ship's sponsor, she said. Once the ship is commissioned, it will be christened in Alaska as part of a week-long celebration. Unfortunately, we don't have the date yet, Curry said. The ship is almost complete, and we are in time trials and sea trials. Once the trials are done, it'll either be the fall at this time next year or the following May.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Hey, North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
I've got great news for you if you're looking for a job, and I don't mean just any job. How about working with a dynamic team like Auto Trim Design? They're looking for you. They're looking for detail-oriented individuals who know the automotive industry, have excellent time management skills, a willingness to learn, and work well both independently and with the great team at Auto Trim Design. If you're interested, stop by Auto Trim Design on South Cushman and apply today.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
Brenter Outfitters' extensive shooting department has what you need for your next hunt. Rifles and shotguns by Browning, Ruger, Winchester, and more. Handguns by Smith & Wesson, Ruger, and many others. Ammunition and reloading supplies as well. Protect and transport your guns with gun boots by Kolpin and cases by Pelican. Be on target with optics by Swarovski, Bushnell, and Leopold. Preparing for your successful hunt begins with a trip to Frontier Outfitters. For Alaskan proven gear and clothing, trust Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, Miss Disturbance. Cindy, Miss Boise Bell over there rattling away.
Figure out her headphones, Chuck. God.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Yes, I got them on. They're right. They're right. They got my temperature.
You look gorgeous. You look gorgeous.
Thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome. And we also have Matt still with us, unfortunately.
Melissa, you look beautiful today, too.
Oh, thank you, Cindy.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Everybody's
you look beautiful today, too, Chuck.
Love of God.
Chuck's about to blow a gasket.
All right.
Do
no,
your
I'm not going to blow a gasket.
Show.
I'm not going to blow a gasket. But I was listening to the ads, like I think every listener should be doing on 97.5, 660 AM, and then also on KFARradio.com. Did I get all those plugged in there?
Yeah.
Melissa thinks I should run for the borough.
Yeah.
I should run for the borough.
We're not talking politics right now, Cindy.
Cindy, stay out. Please.
We've got an app too, though, Chuck, that you keep forgetting about.
I do forget about the app.
Yeah, we have a free smartphone app that you can download, and so it, like you can have KFAR on your, Shooter's Corner on your phone.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, I
I'll write that,
that
down there and mention that in the future and stuff like that.
The KFAR radio app.
Apple and Android?
Yep, all the above. It's in your app store.
I'll have to download it and check it out first before I give it in my strict endorsement.
It works.
What is it, like a 2.3 star app?
It's how I monitor you when I'm not in the room, okay?
You don't monitor.
I do.
All right, so anyways, I was listening to the advertisers and stuff like that, and I was listening to, Frontier Outfitters or whatever it has, gun boots.
Yep.
And the first thing that popped in my mind was, that's freaking awesome, a gun boot. I wonder if the Texas Ranger had gun boots.
Oh,
we know that they had socks for their horses.
Yeah, they did.
Because we talked about that last
week. Potato suppressors.
And potato suppressors. So
we talking Walker?
What could the possible gun boot be used for by a Texas Ranger back in the 1800s?
On the outside of their gun? I mean, on the outside of the boots?
I think we need to bring Kid Montana back to answer this question.
I think he needs to answer that question for us.
Is it inside the boot or outside the boot?
No, this is the ones you put on your ATV so that you can store your gun in it.
Oh, I'm like,
I thought you were me too.
I knew when I said it the direction it was going to go.
You have
like, what size do you wear?
Yes, I have a 9.5 gun boot for my ATV to carry around my 300 Webmag.
So obviously a gun boot.
Keith, you see what I have
different.
To deal with?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry, Keith.
Remember you said before about how you lost hair because of the idiots you have to work around?
No, I'm just kidding.
This has been Shooter's Corner.
You have one of them who makes your dinner, sir. Be careful.
Yeah.
I'd be remiss to remind everybody that I'm the one that cooks.
Okay. I did make chili last
night. You did phenomenal chili, actually. It was really good. And I think Miss Ann helped you kind of like top it off a little bit or spice
she
it.
She did.
Change it a little bit. Yeah. She did good, too.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about this. I want to because people can just show up with a gun and shoot.
Yep.
But there's also different gun systems that are out there, if you will, that people can shoot as well. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So let's start with the first one, because you probably hear a lot of people talk about that. At least I do online when they say, like, hey, I'm an open division shooter. And what does that mean?
So USPSA is broke up into divisions based on the capabilities of the handgun that the shooter is using. If you've got any modern semi-automatic firearm in 9mm, 40, or 45, those are the most common rounds, you can participate. You need a safe handgun, a holster, and probably about 3 magazines, depending on, as long as you're not shooting in one of the round limited capacity divisions. We have revolver, which is pretty self-explanatory. It's a revolver division. Going up from there, we have production, which is a stock gun.
Like straight out of the box?
Straight out of the box, you come shoot in that division. The only
Does that thing, have to be 10-round magazines, or can
no,
that
they,
be 17-round
they change
round
it to 15. That's actually a rule change a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And now production is a 15-round magazine. And it's iron sights only. From there, we move up. to carry optics, and that's basically a production gun with a red dot on the top of it. And carry optics is the number one most popular division in USPSA. You get a semi-automatic handgun with a dot, and they get magazines up to 140 millimeters, so about 22 rounds. That's a it's a measurement anyway.
Okay,
it basically gets you up to about, unless you buy a real specialty mags, it gets you up to 22 or 23 rounds before you got a reload.
So I couldn't carry like a 33 round Glock stick or whatever like that, you know.
Even for
9 mil,
even for open, round. There's a maximum magazine length. From
50 round drum.
Yeah. From there, we move up to limited division, which is a high capacity, and it's the first division which brings in major power factor. So they're going to use a 40 or 45 in limited, and then going up from, and that's another iron sight division. We have limited 10. So we're use the same guns, but they are limited to 10 rounds. And a recent addition is limited 10 can have an optic in it. So you get an optic and major power factor, which helps a little with your scoring.
Okay, real quick. Major power factor. You said something about 40 Smith & Wesson, 45.
Yep. So,
but I've also seen people that have had like a 9 mil round, which is like overloaded or whatever like that.
Yep. So without getting into open, you're shooting a 9, a 40, a regular 9 millimeter, a 9 or a 45. The 40 and the 45 get major power factor. So anything that's not an A zone hit gets a few more points than somebody that's shooting a smaller caliber.
So if they get a C zone hit, they get extra points just because it's a higher power caliber.
Correct.
Okay.
And the gun's got a little more recoil and cycles harder.
Okay.
Etc. You get up to open. That's the Formula One of action pistol shooting. The majority of the open guns are 2011 chassis, which is basically a 1911 with a double stack magazine. They put a compensator on it, a frame mounted dot, 170 millimeter magazine, so I can get about 29 rounds in a magazine. I don't have to reload very often. And with the compensator, gun does not recoil back much or come up much, so it shoots very flat.
So that would be like where that Lodro Alien would fall in.
I'm not real familiar with the Alien.
It kind of would, yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
But the 2011 platform is the most popular in open for a lot of different reasons. And in open, you are allowed to, since the guns are designed for it and they're compensated, you're allowed to use what we call 9mm major. Anybody that watched John Wick, they talked about 9mm major. Mm-hmm. It's basically a 9mm Luger case that's stuffed full to the gills with powder. And makes a big fireball, and it's really
loud.
So
it's like a plus P plus plus?
Yeah, put a couple extra pluses on there.
Oh, really?
So,
you know, the reason why I bring that up is because we were out the Fox Range one time doing a gun class with C4 training group, and we were telling people, like, hey, look, USPSA was just out here shooting. Do not pick
rounds.
A 9mm round and load it in your magazine because it could be a...
Yep, could be a 9mm round.
A 9mm.
Their plastic fantastic gun's going to come apart in pieces.
Yeah, because it's not made for that plus P plus 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 plus.
And even those of us that shoot open guns, the rounds on them the guns are very expensive to begin with. They're designed for shooting high pressure ammo, and it's still hard on them. So
it's still hard on that gun.
It's still hard on them. I have
in the shooter.
Yeah, they're loud unless you're shooting them. If you're the person shooting them, the sound kind of goes around you and you don't notice it.
Coverage of those. Except we only need one more. The pistol caliber carbine.
Yep. Pistol caliber carbine is...
It seems to be all the rage now.
Used to be, but very few people shooting it right now.
Okay.
At least in our club. Basically, it gives you the ability to take a pistol caliber carbine, so 9, 40, 45, and shoot a rifle in our divisions. And they are popular in some places. For us, when we spend 6 months out of the year shooting indoors and the range is just not there. You know, shooting a rifle on the indoors range is not as much fun as being challenging yourself with a pistol. So,
sure.
But they are a lot of fun to shoot. It came in and it changed the way we had to do some stuff. The way we built stages and the way we designed stuff had to change a little bit. But it's been a nice addition.
Is it possible to move up faster through the ranks with the pistol caliber carbine? Because of stability and the accuracy? Maybe
it
the
is, but
to
the
shoot
move
faster?
When USPSA just in the last year redid all their classifiers and took a lot of the stand and shoot stuff out, and until that point, the PCCs could get up pretty damn quick. Mm-hmm. Now the majority of our classifiers include movement, so it's more of an even balance.
Okay, one last question before we have to go into the break. What if I have like a you set up a match, right, for let's say a Tuesday night?
Yep.
Can I show up with any of these guns and shoot that match?
Yep.
Or is the match set up for a particular like
nope, any of level? Those divisions.
We okay. Show so up. I could show up with a revolver.
Yep.
And shoot it. And then I'm scored different because of the revolver.
You're in a different you would be classified in a different division. You only would your score only gets compared to other people shooting a revolver, which there will be only you.
But I'm doing the same. I'm shooting the same targets, the same
yep.
stage.
Yep. Everybody
just doing a bunch more reloads with a six shooter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just
and
like if a guy with a 1911 shows up with 7-round mags, he's doing a yep. lot more reloads than somebody who shows up with a 27-round mag.
Correct.
Obviously. Yep.
And we always laugh at the single stack shooters because you can tell the way they ran through the course of fire by the trail of magazines behind them.
Right.
Well, at least they know how to find their way home.
There you go.
It's breadcrumbs. Okay. Listeners, we will be right back here on the final half, and we're going to have a fun event. Keith's actually going to demonstrate for us how USPSA shoots. So we're going to set up some stages for you
see.
With our laser target that we have. And I brought a laser gun, and I brought a timer. So we're going to have that demo, and you can show us how good you are. Yeah.
You can listen.
Through the power of radio, we're going to demonstrate that. It's going to be amazing. So stay tuned here at 97.5, 660 AM. Remember, you can always listen to us live at KFARradio.com and also on our app, which you can find at the Apple and Android stores.
Good
awesome.
Job.
We'll be right back.
Auto Trim Design has a variety of CompuStar remote starts available that are compatible with Drone Mobile, giving you the option to start your vehicle from your smart device. Ask about their proximity unlock feature that lets you unlock your vehicle as you walk up to it. No more searching for your keys while you're juggling groceries or school supplies. Auto Trim Design has been installing remote starts for almost 30 years. They're reliable, trustworthy, and stand by their work. As Ben says, we'll be here when the other guys are gone.
Hey, North Pole Fairbanks, it's Preston with family-owned and operated Price RV. Winter's knocking. Is your RV ready? Bring it to us at Price RV. We'll protect your RV's water system against frozen, cracked water lines. Have us winterize your rig now and receive a free roof inspection. Prevent those small leaks from becoming expensive problems next spring. We take care of your rig and treat it like one of our own. Get winter ready. Give us a call now. Price RV in North Pole.
Ride into winter with a friend, your Snowway Snowplow. Snowway plows are stronger, smarter, the most reliable plow in the industry. Their wireless controls eliminate messy dash installations and provide the ultimate in-cab flexibility. Better yet, Snowway's patented down-pressure hydraulics increase your plowing efficiency by 30%. The drive-in mount system hooks up in seconds, and their structural plow warranty is the best in the business. Stop by Rogers Auto Repair, your Snowway dealer on Dale Road near the airport, or call 479-6665.
KFAR weather.
Chance for rain today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 44. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance for rain tonight, lows level off around 36. Overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 43. Tomorrow, chance for rain. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. Oh, yeah. Well, there I am.
There you are.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck Indereed in Shooter's Corner at 97.5, 660 AM. Remember, you can also listen to us on your app.
Yes.
On your iPhone.
You're the only one that talks about it. I love that now. There you go.
It's all awesome.
I did that.
We got Cindy, Miss Boise Bell, Matt,
yes,
and we have
I'm
Keith.
I'm looking up
and
the
we're still,
app.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Well, awesome. Good for you. Yeah. Okay, anyways.
Awesome. Good for you, dear.
Anywho, we're with Keith, and we just finished up talking about the different, what would we call it? Divisions.
Yeah.
Got it. Different divisions that they have within USPSA that the local Fairbanks, Alaska shooters use, okay, as part of their little competitions and stuff like that mm-hmm. they do on every Saturday, every first and third Saturday, Sunday.
First and third every, Sundays, every Tuesday night.
Every Tuesday night. There you go. I'll eventually get to that. Okay. Anyways, yeah, you can bring whatever you have and shoot it.
Yep.
Just make sure you bring extra magazines if you're shooting a 1911.
Magazines and ammo.
Because you're going to need a breadcrumb. What would you say the standard ammo count would be?
So on Tuesdays, our goal is to get folks in and out in under a couple hours. So we're only shooting two or three stages, and a stage can be anywhere from 8 to 32 rounds. So if somebody comes on a Tuesday and brings 100 rounds with them, they're probably going to take half of that home.
Okay.
So on Sundays, we will shoot anywhere from 4 to 6 stages, and the round count gets up a little higher. So I'd say bring a couple hundred rounds and plan on taking half of that back with you.
Oh, I do have a follow-up question to that then. So you said anywhere from 8 to 32 rounds. So how many rounds would they have to carry if it was a 32 round? Just 32? Are they limited to that?
It is.
Or could they bring two 50-round magazines?
Well, the divisions have magazine restrictions. Okay. Not on the number that you can carry, but on the overall length of the magazine. So you can't carry, the only division you could carry a 50-round magazine in would be PCC. PCC has no limit. That's where you could have your big box mag.
Are you penalized for excessive shots?
We shoot a couple different types of courses of fire. One is called Comstock, and that is you fire as many rounds as you need to feel like you've made your hits. Okay. And your only penalty is the more you shoot, the longer it takes. And if it's points per second, then the more shots you're taking, the more time you're taking. So lowers your hit factor. We also occasionally shoot something called a Virginia count stage, which is they tell you exactly the number of rounds that you need
like
to fire.
Two rounds A zone per target or something.
So, and with those, you need to be a little more diligent. You can't just, oh, I didn't get my hit. Oh, fire again.
Right.
So. Because you get penalized for that.
None of this matters if you really shoot as fast as Jerry Mitchell.
No, not at all.
Out there with a Gatling gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we've got shooters of all different levels. I've got currently one GM in our club, grown grandmaster, and he is amazingly fast, young, in the military, and can zoom around, and we all go, wow, what the heck, what just happened when he shoots? Everything from there to beginners. So.
What's the difference between an A shooter and that grandmaster, though, besides just zooming around and hits?
You're talking fractions of a second in moving, transitions, reloads if necessary, and time between shots.
Your splits?
Yep.
Got it.
So splits are one of those things where there are, depending on your distance to a target, you can hammer away at that trigger and still get your alpha hits. Or if the target's farther away, you got to slow down.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Here's what we're going to do then. We're going to set up a couple stages here for you. We brought in our famous target that we had last time.
I love that thing.
What was that?
Right. So this is our laser target, which is actually set off by Cindy's LiDAR on her phone. As well. Huh? We figured that out on one of our shows here. So we have this. We're going to set this over in the window here. Cindy's going to go ahead and also record this. If you don't mind, Keith.
Thanks for listening to the KFA live stream, courtesy of the Tannenauer.
What are you doing, Cindy?
She's downloading the app. She's making sure the app works.
Okay.
Turn your phone down, Cindy.
All right. This is just a laser gun. Okay? Got it? All right, so you'll just do this from the seated position, you know, talking to your mic and stuff like that. I'll move out of your way here. Can you see your target clearly?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Let's set up the stage this way. We'll just say that, we'll let Cindy make sure she's got online here real quick.
Okay. I don't have my ears on.
We don't need your ears for this, right? You got it? You good?
Got it.
Okay. All right, so at this stage, you're going to have 2 seconds to fire 4 rounds, center mass, A zone. Got it? From the seated position.
Okay.
Got it? Shooter ready.
Okay.
Stand by. Too late. I'm just kidding. All right, let's try it again. I just double tap the go button.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, and for all the listeners that are driving around and you're like carrying concealed right now, this is only for Keith. All right, so don't be trying to like go for your gun because you're like Pavlov's dog trained on this thing.
Please don't Mozambique your windshield.
Don't Mozambique your windshield.
Wait, don't let him go. I want to squeeze. I can't videotape across the room.
There we go. She's got to get positioned.
Oh, get in position there. All right, awesome.
Position.
Make sure you get my good side. All right. Shooter ready. Stand by. Yeah, that's pretty good. How many hits did he get?
Five.
Five?
Nice. Yep, five.
All right.
Okay, let's do it again.
All right. Let me set this up again. Is it a bad recording? Yeah. You're a good girl.
She's just in the corner of the room.
She'll be fine. All right.
For most people who
shooter ready.
Know.
Stand by. Isn't that cool?
That's pretty cool.
Like, literally, I know a lot of guys are now using a lot of VR stuff for training.
Yes.
I think, is it Sydney Pace?
Yeah, Sydney's got one.
Sydney's got one as well, right?
I've got one, but I'm working towards getting to the point where I can use it more often. I'm one of those people that the VR gives me motion sickness.
Like vertigo or like something?
Yeah, so when I get done playing with it, I'm like... and it take an hour sometimes.
It's like you have to, when you're drinking games.
Yeah.
It's like got beer goggles on.
Yeah. No, that's pretty cool. And then, so there's all kinds of different training techniques. Would you say probably the most important thing is just getting out and practicing those presentations, that dry practice and stuff, getting those kind of reps in?
Yes.
So you get that solid draw stroke out and get that target, that pistol on target as fast as possible is probably the biggest thing, right? 100 miles an hour, slow down to freaking 50 miles an hour.
You know,
kind of thing.
To do our sport with the exception of the high level club. With the exception of the high level classifications, a super fast draw is not necessarily required. It's more of the movement and taking the time to making your hits quickly,
right,
as opposed to having to have a super fast draw. If you've got a draw that's anywhere under a couple seconds, draw to first round, you're great.
Are any of the first round under 1 second?
Two.
Under two.
Any under two, okay. You're not going to hurt yourself.
Because most draw strokes are normally like 1.2, 1.5 or something like that anyways. So, any of them from concealment?
You can shoot. In any of the USPSA divisions, except for PCC, you can shoot from concealment. As a matter of fact, we...
Are they given additional time for that?
No.
No allocation made for...
No, nope.
Like
they just do it. If people want to come and shoot from concealment, they're welcome too. The only thing we do is ask them to
get those reps in.
Yep. And actually at the national level, there's some guys that shoot from concealment and do amazingly well.
Oh, I'm sure.
So
that's why they're at the national level.
Yeah. One of the funny things that's going on is there's a national shooter named Hunter Constantine that's designed a specific concealed carry belt. And he puts out a bounty on major matches for whoever uses his belt, shoots from concealment, and highest placing gets the bounty. And so depending on the number of shooters involved, yeah, a bunch of money sometimes.
Yeah. Do you know what the name of this belt is?
It's Hunter Constantine belt.
Matt's writing that down right now.
I am.
Gonna be curious. Maybe we can do a review on that thingy or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like set up like the like a band belt or something like that.
Yeah.
Or is it more just like an appendix carry kind of thing?
It's got some adjustability in it and some stretch and a quick notch, and it's a stiff belt to hold a gun well.
When you conceal carry?
Yes.
Like, what would you say your EDC is, your everyday carry is?
If and when I'm carrying, it's a CZP-01.
Oh, okay.
So steel frame, red dot on it.
Yeah, you like the weight and mass, don't you?
Yep. I started growing up as a shooter shooting 1911s, so those feel good in my hand.
They do. There's just something sweet about a 1911 period.
He's proud of that price of that belt.
Yeah.
That was a pretty penny.
Oh, is that why you have a bounty on it? So you can like...
you're saying that's pretty cheap, all things considered, to most EDC belts. Usually you're starting to reach $150, $200. It was $115.
$115.
Yeah.
That is
But if you think about it, though, like, what's a Milt Sparks holster cost you?
Well,
you know, inside the waistband.
But I never have to buy another one.
That's true. I do have a couple Milt Spark holsters that I've had for decades now. So
yeah.
There's a lot of truth to that.
What are your thoughts?
Sometimes you just got to get out and buy quality.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on the Kydex holsters? We've got a couple of manufacturers in town that custom make Kydex holsters.
I have zero problem with Kydex holsters. As I've always said, like Clint has said, God gave us cows to make them holsters and to eat them. And I added to that, like, God made us smart enough to develop plastics.
There you go.
Like, there is absolutely nothing wrong with Kydex. Like,
got about 30 seconds left.
Yeah. I think they're awesome. So. Anywho, yeah. Before we leave, every guest gets one. Here is your C4 Training Group mug.
All right.
Yeah.
Now
so it
kind of
looks like his,
color.
Except yours is red because you're a firefighter.
Maybe he doesn't like red.
He asked for red. I gave him a choice. And then it has the American flag on the back.
There you go.
There you go.
Red and the American flag. Can't go wrong there.
Yeah.
I have a green one.
A green what? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have a green one.
I have a blue one with pickleballs on it.
So pickleball paddles.
Paddles, yeah.
It just doesn't have balls.
So just to wrap up, if anybody's interested in getting involved with our shooting, you can reach out. You can reach out to us on either Instagram, Facebook, Fairbanks Alaska Shooters at gmail.com, Fairbanks Action Shooters. Fairbanks Action Shooting also, or you can call my cell phone, and that's 907-322-9352. At any reasonable hour of the day, we'll be happy to get you started shooting with us.
That is awesome. That's exactly what I was getting ready to lead into is how can they get in contact with you?
There you go.
So, sweet. Hey, so in a couple Thursdays, we're going to have the food bank on here. We're going to have Ann Weaver on here. We're going to talk about guns, firearms and stuff, and then also kind of what the food bank does for the community. I mean, I wanted to make sure we got that in there before we did the holidays.
And Ann's one of those people you don't want to make mad.
She'll You're absolutely right. She's sweetheart. But we got to go. All right. Yeah. We'll be back next week.
Don't forget the app.
Log on to KFARradio.com and click on the archive page. And thanks for
news and conversation. KFAR 660 AM Fairbanks. K248DK 97.5 FM Fairbanks. The heartbeat of Alaska.